over the air, and I must admit it was a little bit nerve-wracking. Well, I hope you explain to them that I'm not a medical person. I'm a school teacher and a law person, and so I a lot of the details that he needed to know, and I know that he very rightfully needed to know them regarding the staffing and some of the technical equipment that we would have available at our disposal. I was not able to give him the full answers on, and I hope that that could be rectified at some point.
Yeah, fine. Very good. By the way, I don't know whether.
Roger, that sounds like a good idea, fantastic idea, and if there's anything we can do to help on that, we'd very much like to do so, because we consider that really essential, not only for our medical, you know, situation down here, but other missions across the world who might need to use the medical band, and that's a good idea, a really good idea. If there's anything that we can do to foster that or help it along, please let us know, dear. Oh, I see. Well, if there's anything we can do along those lines to help, I don't know. I hear that writing a letter to your senator does something. I don't know. But if it does, we'll be certainly glad to help, because we can tell, you know, from firsthand testimony what a help ham radio has been to us. By the way, I just found out from one of the medical staff, you might want to tell Mike this, that the woman when she came in with the twin situation was already starting labor, and it was very, very prolonged. I don't know the technical terms for it, but I think it wasn't progressing or something. She had started labor, but it was not progressing the way it should. You can tell I've never had a baby. But she came in, you know, in the situation of being in labor to us, and I guess she must have heard some neighbors about the project, and we took care of her, and thanks to Dr. Greenfield, we were able to make it a success.
Thank you.
That's a Roger. The Fernandez family, by the way, is a very, very well-known, quite wealthy family in Guyana, and they're very talented in many, many fields. And so that must be, I would venture a guess that it may be a relative of the Dr. Fernandez I was telling you about. Roger, what was the name of the book again? Because that sounds like it's probably Dr. Fernandez's brother.
Or something, but somebody here said there was a third-party agreement.
Oh, did you say there is one in existence?
Roger.
Went to Florida and then I just went to Mexico and
I would imagine he would with a hurt back. I'm sorry to hear that. I've always wanted to go to Mexico myself and visit the ruins there in Yucatan. I've never had the opportunity. It's a part of Latin American history, which I find very, very interesting. And naturally, since I'm sort of teaching it now, I really feel kind of an obligation to get a lot of first-hand knowledge about that. But right now, I'm doing as much as I can to learn all that kind of history.
Clear.
WV6MID portable 803 with WA6DCJ. Do you copy WA6DCJ? Roger, WA6DTJ, WB6MID, for white S3, you copy?
Are you talking about Lily's sister? Yeah, this lady had a... Roger, hold me, copy. Roger, go ahead.
Well, the letter, there was a letter in the Kathy's, and it was from her and from, the other two that tried to contact Vern, you copy?
I'm not sure who called Vern over.
Well, you can ask Rhoda, I think she knows. And then there's Whitey and his wife over.
Roger, are these two new people?
Roger.
The one that's under Sandy, he's under Sandy, but he doesn't do what I thought, so he gave me another name. He gave me another name. He called me. Roger. And I contacted his office, and he's supposed to call me back. He's supposed to call me back, but I kind of doubt that he will. The magazine is starting in June. It's a video thing. Over. What's his name? Over. Bob Sanks. Over. What's his last name? Sanks. Over. Stand by there.